Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, I can see you over the video. What's going on there? Looks like you're stifling a sneeze or something.
It's exactly what was going on. And this show is too important for me to screw it up with a sneeze, Jim.
You're always the professional, Dustin. Always the professional. At the end of quarter number one, we teased that linebacker position that we would be talking about it. So let's get right to it, Dustin. Last week's press conference, James Franklin, he met the media. A lot of conversation about the linebacker position. I guess I was thinking there's three returning starters. What's there really to discuss? There you go, right?
Here we are. I mean, the gist of it was, and I'm sure we, you know, you guys talked about it last week, but for James Franklin to say that if the season started today, that Curtis Jacobs and Brandon Smith will be starters on the outside. We haven't obviously seen what's been going on behind the scenes, but we do know what Curtis Jacobs is made of, and we do know the kind of athlete, the kind of football player and linebacker that he is. So this does, I think it brings about Penn State's best case scenario at linebacker. And I was curious where Curtis Jacobs was going to fit exactly. Whether they maintain the status quo from last year and hope for a little bit of growth across the board, or they make what I would consider a sort of a bold move by changing some responsibilities around and with the hopes of bringing out the best of Brandon Smith. But for Curtis Jacobs to make this rise, it assures, as long as things keep going this way, that either Jesse Luketta or Ellis Brooks is going to be a reserve linebacker in 2021. And I think that's an interesting thing. I don't know what this means for them exactly. Are they left to kind of fight it out on the inside? But I do think the role that Luketta played last year was not an optimal role for him. What he's built for, it seems to me that the late nature of Micah Parsons opting out, maybe you put your most experienced guy out there. I didn't think that was the best thing for him. And Curtis Jacobs, I think, is more rangy, more athletic, better in space than Jesse Luketta. And it seems to make sense to give him that responsibility. But an interesting move, to say the least. And it's why we're talking about the whole position now, because there's a lot of interesting stuff at the linebacker spot.
This was not just about Curtis Jacobs becoming a starter. It also meant a move for Brandon Smith from one side to the other. What does that mean, Dustin?
Just different responsibilities and giving him more responsibilities now. And I think allowing him to be more of an attacking force at linebacker, where he was asked to play in space more often, I think you're going to see him a little bit more aggressive, maybe a little closer to the line of scrimmage sometimes, using that physical edge that he's got, letting Curtis Jacobs handle those other responsibilities. So to me, it makes a lot of sense for both of these player profiles to use Brandon Smith's physical element to him. I mean, I don't know, over the past 2 years, can you think of another defender who's made more kind of jaw-dropping hits than Brandon Smith?
No, and I believe that's what we've expected since he came out of high school, that this was the guy. He was the heir apparent. There was Micah Parsons, there'd be that we thought would have one more year of overlap in 2020 with the two of them, and then Brandon Smith would just step into his shoes. You know, I guess with the early departure of Micah Parsons last year, many of us hoped Brandon Smith was ready for that. Not sure he was. The question becomes, Dustin, is he ready to take over that kind of position this year? No one's going to be Micah Parsons, but right, is he going to play that role?
Yeah, he's not going to pretend to be Micah Parsons with the way that he, you know, approaches the game and the way that he moves. Nobody could really do what Micah Parsons could do. But Brandon Smith, the further down the road we get, the more I think he's going to have a big 2021 season. You know, he's still just a sophomore again, a third-year sophomore. I got to get into the rhythm of calling these guys what they are. I called somebody yesterday a fourth-year redshirt sophomore. It's a mouthful, but it's the most accurate way you can describe this free year of eligibility. But I do think, you know, he's going to graduate from showing flashes to bringing that consistency to his game. I think his game's going to play out better at the new position than it did a year ago. It's going to lend itself to hearing his name called more often. And that would be my expectation, is that he has a big year just across the board. I think just in terms of making plays behind the line of scrimmage, being more involved in more plays is going to be Brandon Smith's thing. And I fully expect him, whether it's the end of this year or maybe the end of next year, I fully expect him to be in that freak conversation whenever he goes into the NFL combine situation.
And that's what many Penn State fans have been waiting for from him. But you also have to have the guys, Dustin, the lunch pail guy, typically in the middle. And it appears that that's going to be a Jesse Luketa versus Brooks kind of competition for the two. And first of all, though, were you surprised that a incumbent starter gets overtaken in this way? It seems like, and even if you go back a couple years, Micah Parsons as an example, he was probably one of the three best, if not the best linebacker, but he didn't start the game. He probably played as many plays or more, but he didn't get the starting role. And that just seems to be typical, not just of James Franklin, but a lot of coaches. So were you a little bit surprised that to learn this about Jesse Luketa, first of all, that Curtis Jacobs has taken over his job and that you'll end up with a Brooks versus Luketa matchup for middle linebacker?
I don't think anybody would be surprised by that. I don't think if you ask Jesse Luketa what, if he was surprised by that, he would say, you know what, I think Curtis Jacobs is just a little better fit for that position with his range and his movement ability, athleticism. Jesse Luketa has always been built like an inside linebacker, like a middle linebacker. I also think that there's something to be said, just to your point, about the rotation and how loose the rotation can be. So your fourth guy is kind of like a starter in his own way. And if you have maybe Jesse Luketa, who's able to play all three positions, which I believe he's pretty well-versed and well-trained in all three positions, he can be that versatile piece that you can bring in. Or, you know, God forbid, you know how frequent injuries happen, especially at that linebacker spot. You're going to need your fourth linebacker, whether that's Ellis Brooks or whether that's Jesse Luketa. You're going to need that guy to play a big role for you no matter what. Even if everybody's healthy, you're going to need that player to play a big role. So I think Jesse Luketa, you're able to kind of divvy out the snap so that fourth linebacker is more like a starter than a reserve. And then beyond him, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the rest of this depth chart plays out too.
It is, Dustin, and it's like who's next in line. And I wanted to ask you about a guy who's been around for a while, and that's Charlie Ketcher. For example, going back to what you're talking about, he is what is considered a redshirt sophomore, but a third-year redshirt sophomore. Seems like he's been around forever. Going back to our conversation earlier about some of these other players like Zach Kuhns, sometimes just getting nicked up a little bit or whatever happens to you, it takes a little while till you get that chance to play, get it together. Is this time for Charlie Ketcher to put it together and be part of the rotation?
At this stage of the game, I think that would be my expectation. If he's able to stay healthy, he's a top six guy without a doubt. And I think they like his veteran approach, and I think they like what he brings to the table. It's hard for me to sit here and believe that his role is going to grow, really, whether this year or beyond this year, more so than he's already, you know, played that role. So I think Charlie Ketcher, he's a really nice reserve linebacker. Probably see him on special teams. At this stage of the game, at this stage of his career, I'm not sure if we can expect much more from him than we've seen, other than to have him stay healthy for a full season and let that play out over the course of 12 or 13 games. But he's a nice part of this rotation, without a doubt. But I think any idea that he's going to blossom into a star or anything like that would be a little bit misguided.
then the conversation has to turn then to Dustin, the new guys in town, the guys coming up. We've heard some good things about Kobe King. We've heard a little bit about Tyler Elsden. Where do these guys fit in? Who are you most interested in seeing among the young guys? I guess we should also throw Jamari Budden into that conversation also.
Yeah, he'll be arriving. It'll be interesting to see where he fits in, what he's able to flash. It's hard to believe with him arriving late in the game that he's going to be much of a factor this year, but I don't think anybody really expected that anyway. Kobe King, I mean, such rave reviews so far with him, but you look at, you know, his skill set and his frame, 6'1", 242. I don't know how much he's going to be able to do beyond maybe play a role on the inside somewhere. Tyler Elsden, I think maybe there's more of a possibility for him to play any one of the three spots at linebacker. I initially kind of thought that he was an inside guy through and through, but I'm not sure about that. I do think that, you know, that they're okay on talent here. I think they can probably afford to bring in another big time guy in the 22 class. But these are nice players that, you know, Kobe King, it's hard to think of anybody who's gotten more buzz than him so far this spring, other than maybe his brother, Kalen. So I'll be interested to see what kind of role he's capable of playing. If he's stuck in that middle linebacker spot, it's still going to be a year or two before he's prominently on display there.
What we also have here, Dustin, now Curtis Jacobs came in very, very highly regarded. If you recall, as we reviewed the recruiting classes the last couple of years, there haven't been a lot of those guys who are immediate impact players. You know, we call them development players. Is that where some of these linebackers fit in? And it's not to say they're not going to be very good players, but it just might be a year or two into the program before we see them at the top of the depth chart.
Yeah, and there's no shame in that. I think Tyler Elsden fits in that category perfectly. I think his football skill and his physicality, and, you know, he's a football player. He's a linebacker through and through. But I do think that you needed to work on him from a physical standpoint for at least a year or two before he'd be ready to make a big contribution. And again, you know, we've talked about this a lot. He's still just a true freshman eligibility. I'm not sure if the clock really starts on him this year either. I think it'd be in his interest, I think, unless he makes a bold move to keep working with him, keep working on him, and allow him to be part of the 2022 plan, if that's possible. But, you know, with Jesse Luketta, you've got presumably your fourth linebacker, Charlie Catcher, a fifth. Somebody's got to be that sixth guy. Maybe it is Tyler Elsden. Maybe it is Kobe King.
And we always got to keep throwing in that extra year of eligibility. That will have zero effect on a lot of the players who are going to move on, but there could be some players that extra year of development could be key for them to get onto the playing field. That is it for quarter number two. Stick around. We've got a lot more to go.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.